kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. The Devil's Advocates.
I'm back.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Tuesday edition, the post-truth edition. At least that's what I'm calling it. I got to find Co-Devil for a bit longer. He is Matt Flynn, Matt Flynn Direct. Matt, appreciate you coming round. So tell me, Matt, why isn't Joe Biden receiving a bump from Ukraine? And generally, why is this president in the doldrums? I know you're quite supportive of Joe Biden. And quite frankly, you know I was not in the primary, but Matt, I have seen nothing about his presidency to engender this sort of rage about the man, the whole let's go Brandon sentiment. It's ridiculous, Matt, but right. Why can't this guy catch a break, at least not in the polling?
Yeah, good question. And I just, if I can, Crude, I just want to respond one thing. You know, you had the wisecrack about the embassy in Jerusalem before we go in. The Democratic Party, in fact, the majority of both parties is strongly supportive of Israel. And the truth of the matter is, Israel has tried to make peace. Nobody will recognize them, or they didn't up till the Abraham Accords. I think we are trying on a bipartisan basis to get more and more Islamic countries to join the Abraham Accords. That's the path to peace. But short of that, they need our full support, and they have my full support and the full support the Democratic Party and the Republican Party. But to get back to your question about Biden's polls, I'm going to say two things. One, Macron just won by 18 points in France, and he had lower poll numbers than Biden has right now. In other words, if you run against somebody who's toxic like Le Pen, and I think Trump, I think Biden will be fine. Secondly, it sort of comes with the territory. In the 1952, Truman's favorables were 25%, and yet he was one of the great presidents of the 20th century. So it comes with the territory. The second thing is, and I'll be the first to say it, because as you know, I was for Biden right from the beginning in the primary.
Oh, I know it. I know it,
man. I don't think that Biden handled the Afghanistan withdrawal the way he could have. Yes, he was constrained by Trump. Yes, Trump recognized the Taliban stupidly, threw the Afghan government out of the Vienna talks stupidly, and told the Afghan government to release 5,000 terrorists. So, and set a May 1 deadline. So yeah, but having said that, people didn't like the way that was handled. The second thing is we had this fight over soft infrastructure, and a lot of people on the progressive side of the party held up hard infrastructure to basically get leverage on Biden, and they didn't come around till right after the elections. And I think that contributed to the loss of the governorship in Virginia and the low margin for Murphy in New Jersey. So there's some inter-party squabbling. And also, frankly, this whole business about the immigration issue at the border, Biden is not seen as handling that correctly. And I think it's a combination of Afghanistan and that's contributing to it.
Well, Matt, let's not blame the progressive wing of the Democratic Party for the failures of independents and Republicans to embrace Joe Biden. Now, I know there's been obstruction coming from, let's call it the moderates, the Joe Manchins and the Kristen Sinemas. And the polling I see coming out of the state of West Virginia is Manchin is doing what his constituents want him to do. Maybe less so for Sinema in Arizona, but Manchin has been a moderator of sorts. And I know there are people like Elizabeth Warren that have gone out and wrote op-eds in the New York Times. So here's a question for you, Matt. Sure. Elizabeth Warren says, be more progressive or you're going to face a wipeout in the midterms. Matt, I don't think you agree with that assessment. So how do we avoid a wipeout in the midterms if it's not tacting to the left? It can't be tacting to the center, can it, Matt?
Well, first of all, some of this is arithmetical. In other words, whoever is the party in power usually loses anyway. There are two exceptions recently. In 1998, when Clinton was president, we actually took more seats, eight more. And when George W. Bush was president, the Republicans in 2002 took more seats. But basically, you're running into a headwind. That said, I think that people are going to be surprised. I don't think it's going to be as bad for Democrats as people say. What Trump is saying and doing is toxic about attacking our democracy. there are a lot of people out there who don't like it, who don't like, you know, reinventing the wheel on this business. They want to move on. And if they're upset about immigration, Afghanistan, all that, they're going to vote the way they're going to vote. But a lot of people look at this. Biden has done a very good job on the economy. I don't care what the polls say. Unemployment's the lowest since 1968. People are advertising for jobs. Walmart is starting truck drivers at $110,000 a year. Give me a break. Okay.
But man, if the president doesn't go out and bring attention to the successes that he's delivered for the American people, and I have no doubt, I agree with you in your assessment, Matt, but the American people have no sense about the American Rescue Plan and what it meant to them. And they really have no sense what it is the Democrats have actually delivered, Matt. And that's got to be on the president. He's got the bully pulpit. He's got to tell the American people, here's what I did.
Right. Two things on that note. Number one, Biden didn't get into the Senate for 50 years by accident. I mean, this guy knows politics. Number two, the messaging, I agree, it's been muddled. And he's not a boaster the way Trump is and all that kind of thing, but he has some spine to him. And you're going to find his favorables go up the more aggressive he is in Ukraine with Russia. Believe me, 53% of the people didn't think he was aggressive enough. His polls are going to sneak up a little bit. Secondly, 39, he's also in the 40s. There are very few incumbent presidents that go in there at 60% approval. I mean, you know, it does come with the territory. Who's going to beat him? You can't beat somebody with nobody. Trump's not going to beat him. DeSantis isn't going to beat him.
Well, unfortunately, before we get to 2024, though, Matt, we got to hold the Senate and we got to hold the U.S.
True.
House. And Trump is not on the ballot, although there will be plenty of Trump sycophants on the ballot. Matt, do you think we lose the House? Do you think we lose the Senate? Or do you think something big like Roe v. Wade could turn this whole elective cycle?
I think that we're going to do better than, you know, I can't predict the exact numbers. We're going to do better than people say. But the party in power usually loses a few seats. I mean, that's just the way it is. You can graph it for the last 50 years.
Matt Flynn, always pragmatic, usually direct. Get up early. Matt Flynn direct right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw, 6 to 8 a.m. Central Time each and every morning. Matt, really appreciate you joining us here on the Devils today.
Glad to do it. Thanks, Groot. A lot of fun.
Thank you, man. I'm going to get to that book before...
You're in the book, Groot.
Before the libel laws kill me.
2 years for libel statute of limitation.
Thank you. More Devils advocates, less Matt Flynn for now.